This is Katwe, one of the biggest slums in Uganda's capital, Kampala. Poverty and recurrent floods make life hard for the thousands of people living there. And getting out of the slum is even harder. But now 21-year-old Fiona Mutesi, she found an unusual route out of these streets.
You're coming from nowhere, like a person who didn't expect anything. No one knew you, and you knew nowhere. Like, I only knew Katwe. That's where I knew. And there's no one who inspired me by during that time. I only knew Katwe, slums.
For a girl who had once lost all hope, Fiona has come a long way. As a kid, she couldn't go to school. Now, she's a college student in Seattle. And she went from somebody who nobody knew to someone who has had a movie made about her life. And the key to her remarkable story is chess.
So, this is tactical play. Tactical what?
Play.
The philosophy is simple, that chess has a lot to offer, more than just winning medals and becoming a champion.
This is coach Robert Katende. I meet him at one of his projects. It's a chess class for differently abled kids. 15 years ago, he started teaching the kids in Katwe chess, attracting them with free meals.
And personally, I look at it as a great empowerment tool. It's a game of strategy, it's a game of decision making, a game of problem solving, time management. So it covers and encompasses whatever we go through on a daily basis. So if you can be able to integrate those skills from the chessboard into your lifestyle, I bet you can never fail in life.
Mm-hmm. You have a bishop.
Well, this classroom here is full of kids. They're gathered around chess boards, playing games with intense focus.
I play chess because it makes you think outside the box. It means it makes you think far.
What is your goal in life?
Manager. Now, you want to check me?
Fiona's older brother Brian was already in Katende's chess program. One day, Fiona followed him, yearning one of those free meals she'd heard about. But besides just filling up her stomach, she discovered that she had a talent for chess. So following Brian that day turned out to be a life-changing moment.
Hey Fiona, how is your life?
It is fine.
Young girl, come inside. What is your name?
Fiona.
Could you please show Fiona how to move the pieces?
In chess, the small one can become the big one. If you
didn't have a wall to hide. Just as the film depicts, Fiona started playing chess tournaments and went back to school thanks to a scholarship. Although Fiona is by no means the only success story of Coach Katende's chess program, American sports journalist Tim Grothers picked her as the main character for his book, The Queen of Katwe. And that book was made into a Disney movie, which came out in 2016.
Yeah, I'm just excited for it, but I cannot believe it. It's about my life. Yeah.
What is the most important lesson for life that chess has taught you?
Chess has taught me many things. For example, the board. If you look at the board of all of it, like, it's like life itself. Like, you look at it when you're starting like the game, you always have to plan everything you're starting. So even the day life, you have to plan. You have to strategize. There's always like a dream to achieve. So you have to plan with your pieces and then you achieve the goal you're having.
By now, Robert Katende has multiple chess academies all over Uganda, and he has reached over 1,500 children. For him, the movie feels like a great acknowledgement of his work and that of all the kids in his programs.
Wherever they have come from is not where they are right now. It's been such a tremendous transformation. Some of them were on the street. Some of them didn't have any hope in life. Right now, they have dreams of becoming engineers, becoming lawyers, becoming responsible citizens and pursuing professions. So to me, I see everyone is a Fiona in the program.
But of course, real life isn't a fairy tale. Yes, the movie has had an impact on Fiona, Robert Katende, and on Katwe. But not all problems are solved. The movie didn't become a box office hit. Fiona still needs more funding to continue college. And even though Katende built a new chess academy, the amount of kids has doubled, so he's almost out of space already. But still, Fiona and Robert do not regret the movie about their lives. They hope that the Queen of Katwe will inspire people struggling all over the world. Hate me, but I'm gonna love you anyway.